The soil system then is linked to the hydrosphere. We've got the water percolating through it. It's linked to the geosphere. The minerals underneath then, crystalline base rock, are being ground down. The sedimentary rock sitting on top, they're being eroded away. All of that material then ends up as the inorganic fraction, so it's linking the geosphere into the soil. And then finally, that organic component then is all the bits of plants, bits and pieces that are sitting above the soil, plus all the microbes that are sitting in the soil. All of those then, as part of the biosphere, get involved in the act. So soil is a fascinating, interesting thing to study. It's an open system. There are inputs and outputs, so it's not at chemical equilibrium. Everything's in a dynamic state. And industry, and in particular agriculture, really plays around with the soil big time. So in Australia, it's really probably the biggest environmental problems are to do with soil. Dryland salinity and stuff like that are major issues. So things that have mucked it up then, land clearance then changes the structure of the soil. We add fertilisers, so around here the cane industry to an extent, but actually more so the banana industry and things like that. These guys use massive quantities of fertilisers to keep the nitrogen ratio and the phosphorus ratio where they want it to be. And then in the crops like bananas and cane and stuff, invariably there are pests, and you then use insecticides and fungicides and herbicides to try and get down on those pest species. And then finally, the one I was talking about, the salt effect then. If we're irrigating with the water with a different salt concentration to what's intrinsically present in the soil, then we'll create a flux of salt, and that salt can build up, or if we apply water with a very low concentration of salt, then the salt, like the water table, can rise up to the surface. Now, agriculture is using soil because it's the most convenient way of generating crops. The fertility in the soil is coming from the organic matter and the clay minerals that I've talked briefly about. The soil links together the different biogeochemical cycles. So in first year we did the carbon cycle. This year we do the phosphorus, nitrogen and sulfur cycles, and all of them, there is a major part to play in the soil and linking the whole lot together. So, and we'll, what we're going to try and do is look at the differences between these different element cycles. We'll see that the phosphorus component, for instance, this gets stuck in the soil. It binds very strongly to the soil and doesn't tend to move out readily. Nitrogen, in contrast, is completely different. This is highly soluble, and it also is able to be transformed by microbes really readily and evacuate from the soil as a gas. And then sulfur is a different beast again. So all of these things go through the soil, but quite